sense of adventure. He was dressed to thrill wherever he went. He said, let's make love on a mountain top, under the stars on a big hard rock. I said, in these shoes, I don't think so. I said, honey, let's do it here. So I'm sitting at a bar in Guadalajara. In walks a guy with a faraway look in his eyes. He said, I've got a powerful horse outside. Climb on the back, I'll take you for a ride. I know a little place we can get there for the break of day. I said, in these shoes, no way, Jose. I said, honey, let's stay right here.
That was Kirsty MacColl and In These Shoes. Ooh, well, actually, that song makes me want to sort of rush and get a pair of high heel shoes for some reason. And I'm in very flat shoes, but never mind. That's Devon for you. Hello, this is Julie Mullen on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. And I'm going to be scooting outside on the streets of Totnes to meet our great guest today, Lee Fries Green, who has put a festival together with a little help from her friends. And indeed, Sarah Trigg, Tracy Gillies from the Barrel House have given Lee a little pot of Arts Council gold, which is brilliant. So Lee's put together a fantastic festival starting on the 14th. Of October, which is a Thursday, and culminating right through to Sunday the 17th. So today on the show we've got Martin Seeger, who will be holding the fort while I'm fighting Trojans on the streets of Totnes and meeting Lee outside at the Rotherfold. So if you're near the Rotherfold and you're tuned in, come and say hello. We'll have weather, traffic as usual from Martin, and some what's on, and then he'll connect with us. Well, that's the theory, whilst we're on the streets. But really exciting to hear more about the Totnes XX. But meantime, let me get going, and I'm going to hand over to Martin Seeger to put a song on. Ta-da!
I am not in love. but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek, but with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I? I may need my home, but I should just stick to those that I have got. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you can help me a lot. Just take my hand and leave me where you will. No conversation, no way goodnight. Once more with the feeling, give me love, give me love, give me love. Love.
Wonderful Joan Armour Trading with Love and Affection. Yes, it's Spartans. Hugo here, just standing in for Julie while she's out on the streets of Totnes. So we had Julie taking over from Peter Schoen on this full Totnes breakfast on 102.5 FM, Sound Art Radio. And I'm stepping in today just to cover while Julie's on the streets. But yeah, that song, Love and Affection, Joan Armour Trading, I've just been Googling it. It's amazing, these incredible songs. And then you look back and it only got to number 10 back in November 1976. You sort of wonder what was better than that at that time. An extraordinary song, I think. Anyway, yes, my prime job on this radio station is to do the weather and the traffic. So we haven't got Julie's dulcet tone singing the jingle this morning, but I will kick off with the weather, which looks rather nice at the minute. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a lot better than it was certainly the night of Monday night. More on that later. But yeah, plenty of sunshine throughout the morning, but going cloudier this afternoon with some light rain possible in the west later. Should feel warmer, maximum temperature of 17 degrees and much lighter winds. So that's good news. But yeah, Monday night, there was a bit of a deluge with rain and something we found last night, actually. We headed off down towards Tuckenhay and found that the road was blocked. So there was a mudslip down at the bottom of the road connecting to the Waterman's Arms, that little bridge near Ashpington, between Ashpington and Tuckenhay. So that road was completely blocked, couldn't go that way at all in either direction from any of the roads approaching that bridge. I hope they've cleaned it up. There were men there clearing up all the rocks and mud. So probably today, I wouldn't be surprised if it's okay. They seem to be pretty busy last night. But watch out for that. You may need to take the long way around if you're heading down in that direction. Otherwise, on traffic, it all seems pretty quiet. Haven't seen any other news. Haven't seen any other jams around the place. So I think just normal rush hour. And I think we'll move on to another song. Let's have The Feeling and Soane.
Give me the song and I'll sing it like I mean it. Give me the words and I'll say them like I mean it. Cause you got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood and made my head soft. And God knows you've got me so. Na 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 na. Danny boy, don't be afraid to shake that ass and misbehave. Danny boy, I know you got time, but what are you waiting for? Anyway, the dust may just blow away if you wait for a windy day. But you may find the chance has passed you by. Song and I'll sing it like I mean it. You give me the words and I'll say them like I mean it. Yes. Cause you've got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood and made my head soft. And God knows you've got me sewn.
Na 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 Song and I'll sing it like I mean it. You give me the words and I'll say them like I mean it. Yeah. Cause you got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood and made my head soft. You got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood and made my head soft. You got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood. Song. You got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood, make my head sob. Make my head sob. Make my head sob. You 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 make my head sob.
That's The Feeling on their single Stone from 2006. Hello, it's Martin Seeger stepping in for Julie on the Full Totnes Breakfast, 102.5 FM, Sound Art Radio. Yes, the Totnes XX Festival delayed from earlier this year, coming up on October the 14th for several days, as Lee Fries-Green and Julie will be discussing in a minute. It's all about balance, apparently, so I did kick off with a couple of songs sung by females, but I thought we'd have a male one there. We aren't talking about just feminism, we're talking about balance in the arts and making sure that women are properly represented rather than, as so often the case, in a bit of a minority whenever you go to events. But yes, we're doing various events coming up in October. I'll do a bit of a song. Let's go back to a little bit of an older one, Nancy Sinatra. And then we'll be ringing Julie and Lise Fries-Green out on the streets of Totnes.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
That's very professional. I managed to start another song. Okay, we're going to call Julian Lisa Green. One sec. Hello? Has that worked? We're doing WhatsApp here. Yes,
I'm talking here and Julie's there. Is that a better clarity of
voices? Yes, that's sounding very good, especially because I hadn't pressed the loudspeaker button. But I pressed that now.
Okay.
And I think we can hear you. Yes, that's sounding good to me.
Good. Right.
So I'll hand it over to Julie, who's now going to be interviewing Lee.
It's okay. Good morning, Martin.
Hi.
Hello. We are live from the Totnes, Rotherfold, opposite the Bull Inn. Me and Lee Freeze Green on the street.
I'm just going to step in.
With berries.
Julie, just one second. Okay. There's a bit of an echo. I think because you're probably too close to Lee, it's coming over twice. So maybe a little bit further apart from each other. Okay.
Yeah, Lee's running down the street.
Okay, that sounds better. Okay. Great.
We're playing for now. Okay. Bring Lee on. Lee, thank you.
Good morning, Julie.
On the radio. I love your boots, by the way. Wow. I just noticed you've got tangerine fab boots on. Now, tell us all about the Totnes XX.
Okay. So if you recall, in March 2019, we did an inaugural Totnes XX, which for me started being, I just want to see more women on the stage in our music venues. And it sort of morphed into a weekend of music and DJs and workshops and cinema, which was great. And then we thought, yeah, we must do that again. And then obviously everything went a bit pear-shaped last year. But meanwhile, the lovely Sarah Kidd and Tracy Gillis at the Brew Co. Applied for some cultural recovery fund from the Arts Council and got it. So one of the things that they've earmarked is that we do another Totnes XX. And we decided we didn't want to wait till International Women's Day in March next year. So we thought, let's just do something as soon as we can, as soon as venues are open. So we've got a weekend coming up on the 15th, 16th, 17th of this month, of October, and we're going to do similar, a little bit pared down. We're going to have DJs on the Friday night at the Barrel House in the ballroom, and we've got some great live bands playing on Saturday night. Jamming Station are doing some workshops for us, and then at the cinema there's a sort of a session of films that are all kind of F-rated, female-rated, past Bechdel test films that Jane Hughes is putting on for us at the cinema, along with some music and accompanying things. And then on Sunday, I believe a local poet is performing for us in the afternoon. If you know, some woman called Julie. So yeah, that's kind of basically what's happening. And also down at the New Lion Brewery, there's going to be some live music there on Sunday afternoon.
Fantastic.
So it's gonna be good.
It sounds like it's a jam-packed festival. And Lee, what about the art that's involved? Who's kind of involved in the art show?
Okay, yes, there is also some art. So there's two main artists we've been kind of collaborating with. One who runs a kind of collective of local artists, mostly women, down at the Mansion, and they've got a show going on at one of the rooms at the back of the Mansion. That's actually starting from Monday the 11th. And runs all week. And then on at the Gatehouse at the Language School, where the clock is, everyone knows it, Fiona Green, amazing local artist, is got a sort of one-woman show going on, and that's going to be in aid of Landworks, which is a local kind of rehabilitation gardening charity. She just does beautiful, beautiful, amazing, colourful work. So yeah, go check it out. All these events are free. All the art events are free. A lot of the events are free, actually. A couple of the...
Oh, it's just cutting out there, Lee.
Lee,
we just missed the last. Bit. If you could move slightly, maybe just repeat the last couple of lines.
Yeah. I'm just saying the art. So most of the events, the arts and the workshops are free or by donation. Tickets for the live music events and for the cinema you can get from the websites of the Bruco and Potnef Cinema, or get in person if you pop in there. We're going to have printed programmes available at the venues and around town by this weekend, so you can pick one up and have a peruse. And there'll be stuff on social media as well, so we'll prompt people to check it out. Hopefully people are feeling ready to get back inside. I was at the Barrow House last weekend and it was so nice to be back in and seeing live music again, so really excited. Yeah.
So you made all this sound so very easy, and I know it's been a lot of work for you and a team of others. So can you tell us a little bit about who's behind... Well, first of all, this is your idea, is it? Oh, hello. Yeah, go ahead. Mark and I, have we disconnected from you?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So who's okay. behind the... A sec.
Oh, we... Cut
did
out.
You come up with that idea yourself?
Hang on. I'm going to come back and join you on your phone, Julie, because I keep losing
connection. It's been like a spy film, which is... Hang on a sec. Right, we're on speaker now. Can you hear us?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, we're on speaker. Okay. This is hilarious. If anyone's watching from their bedroom window, we are not having an assignation. We're just actually chatting on the phone. It's like Lee's going, I can't be next to you. I will be next to you. Okay, you came up with the Topness XX idea, did you?
Or? I think I did. I was just chatting with Jackie Perks from German Station and all-round general amazing Totnes woman. And like, yeah, we need to get some girl power on the streets of Totnes and get some girls, German Station especially, where we're like, how can we get the girls rocking out a bit more? I like the XX. It was sort of about the female chromosome, but it's also got a bit of a punk attitude for me, so that's why it kind of worked. Although we should, emphasise that it's not all about women. It's not just about having women.
About balance.
It's the balance. It's about having equal kind of participation. So, for example, the bands we got on Saturday night are not all female bands. They are a mixture of all shades. So we've got an amazing band from Torquay called Husbands and Knives, who are kind of right girl punk band. The last one I saw them was at Party in the Town, and they're hilarious and just really, really rock, energetic, anarchistic. They're just really, really fun and lovely, lovely people as well. So they're going to be a riot. So yeah, come and check them out. And then my band is doing the support because that seemed convenient.
Very convenient.
So we're a band of six, and we've got
Pavlova.
Your
new band.
No, another project.
How many projects have you got on?
That's what happens in lockdown, isn't it? Projects happen. So I've been co-writing with my friend Simon for a few years, but things snowballed during lockdown, and we got a new band together. So it's him and I, and our live band is also. Three other women, two of whom I've been in bands with before, and they're just amazing. And
and when's that?
So they were going to be the first band on Saturday night.
At what time is that?
I think we're going to be about 8:30, quarter to 9.
Brilliant.
Yes, we'll sort of feed that. So yeah, we kind of play kind of indie, shoegazy, poppy, lovely harmonies, jolly, jolly fun stuff. So we're going to be, we're really, really excited about doing that. And it's going to be a good evening.
Excellent. Now, in terms of the team of actually, how do you put a festival together? That's the thing that's kind of interesting for me, because it looks to me like a heck of a lot of work.
This, because we're kind of venue based and we're going with the people that run the venues already kind of have their modus operandi in place, so they're we've put an umbrella of Totnes X over the events from the Barrel House and the cinema and with the artists. So really, all those individuals are kind of in charge of their of their venue. I'm just kind of putting a programme together so it looks good on the page. But
Gillian Modrett's been behind that, has she?
Gillian Modrett has put a beautiful programme together for us. She's so we have a really strong team of women in this town.
And I know you've had meetings, haven't you? So you've had to go out there and get your meetings together.
Yeah, we've had some meetings, we've had some Zoom meetings, we've had some sitting in the garden meetings. Yeah. Now we're standing in the brothel having a meeting.
We're trying to keep our distance.
While we're talking into the same phone. Yeah.
Are you receiving all of this, Martin?
Yes, no, it's coming through fine.
Fantastic. I suddenly thought, I hope we're still connected. Mm. So basically, people of Totnes, get out there, and if you're in the Rotherfold right now, come and say hello to us. So this new band, this is what we need to get more information about your new band. Okay. So how did it all come about? So are you still working with Pavlova, or has that faded out a bit?
I'm not working with them, but I think everyone's kind of in their own places at the moment.
Yeah,
definitely, that will still be a thing.
Brilliant.
Should anyone want to revive Pavlova?
But the new band, so you just decided, let's have a little bit of a new kind of intermingling with different people. What have you got in terms of musicians?
So Simon and I both write and sing all the songs, but we've also got Charlotte who plays bass and is doing some singing with us, and actually has become more and more part of songwriting in the last... we've been joined by... this is live reporting from the other phone. we have Charlotte on bass, and Kathy has been doing some other guitar, and Glockenspiel and melodica. Basically, everything we throw at her, we go, Kathy, can you play this song? Kathy's amazing, and drummer Jen Donito, who I've only met this year, who Simon's worked with before, is just amazing and versatile and really great to have board. And then Robin, who's a long-term kind of collaborator with Simon, is playing keys with us. So six of us on that tiny stage is going to be
cozy.
But I've seen bigger bands than that on the Barrel House stage.
And what about numbers in terms of people feeling safe to be inside a venue? Will you be putting a cap on the numbers, or how does it work?
I think that's kind of in the remit of the Barrel House, but they are not quite for sellable capacity yet.
Yeah,
kind of what their full capacity is, it was about 110 or some kind of anomaly number, but we're keeping it under sort of 70-ish. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But I think it will be. They've rearranged the space actually up there during lockdown. They've pulled the bar back, so there's a bit more floor space.
That's really good.
Really good thing. And you haven't got that narrow little corridor where you're trying to get to the bar, way through the town. So I think it will be better. They've done some other things to the sound and made them a few little tweaks. They've got a green room now.
Oh my
Very
god.
Posh. The band can be upstairs.
With a bedroom, I suppose.
They've got a kitchen facility and their own toilet and everything.
Oh my god. What a Barrel House have really pushed the boat out. Oh my god. So basically, just a big thumbs up to this festival that's coming. You'll be able to find the flyers around the town from today.
Oh, you're cutting out, can't
hear you? Lee has, as Lee has sort of told us this morning, loads of juicy stuff going on. Lots and lots of different...
I forgot to mention that the piece de resistance on Sunday afternoon at the Brew Co. is the Vaginal Hour, which is obviously a return of the Vinyl Hours, but with extra fag. So that's about bringing your vinyl... but particularly bring your vinyl featuring female artists and play them, take your turn on the decks and have a bit of a boogie in the Brew Co. bar at from 5 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon of the 17th. That's it, I've done.
What time is the film on? I want to flag up the film. I think we're slightly running out of time. No, we've got 6 minutes.
Okay, go for the film. So there's two films that are going to be on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. On Friday, there is a film, I can't find it on the page, called Sweethearts, which is about it's sort of a coming of age, and it sounds very endearing film. It's new. And on Saturday and Sunday, we've got the film about Aretha Franklin called Respect. the cinema opens generally at 7 and the film start at 8, but I would recommend getting there as the doors open, bags the best sofa and get yourself an amazing cocktail. And also there's live music on Saturday and Sunday before the film. So there's Glorious Chorus are doing some singing for half an hour before the film on Saturday. And then on Sunday, there is some music also happening with Sue and Eddie. And then what's happening on the Sunday afternoon?
Oh, no, I've got to tell you about this film. Okay, so the Baron House, yet again, amazing generosity, have put forward to the Word Cafe, which we were the Word Cafe regularly once a month at the Baron House. They kindly gave us some dosh to be able to put a film together. And we're going to be showing that film at 3 p.m. on Sunday the 17th. And basically, if you want to see Susie David, Izzy Mattesini, Matt Harvey, Brian Patton, Bev Nolden, Peter Schoen, and Saf Juno, Robert Gardam, loads of others, in a film that lasts 20 minutes, please do come and see this poetry and music film. Now, Martin Seeger wrote the music for that. Martin, are you there?
I am, in the background, yes.
Don't be in the background, be in the foreground.
I'll do my best.
Tell us about the music that you put on the film.
Well, it was a great project to be part of, and the nice thing was, of course, I had the visuals to start with, but it was great just to come up with some music that fitted some of the beautiful locations, because it was all filmed around the South Hams, mainly outside, obviously, because of the only gentle unlocking that was happening at the time. I think Robert Garner's probably the only one actually in the Barrel House, isn't he?
But he's outside, yes, in their garden.
Yeah, true, yeah.
But the locations are amazing.
Yes, and they're really inspired
Susie David,
the
beach. Mm. And then Brian Patton and Dittisham in his garden, and Matt Harvey at the Leechwell Garden. So it's very much local talent coming together, and I'll be introducing the film, and Martin will be there, and we'll be able to give you a clap, Martin. For your contributions.
Oh, okay.
And as Lee said, you know, the whole of this festival, the Totnes XX, is all about balance. It's a woman-led initiative which shines a light on the value of equal gender participation and representation across a broad spectrum of arts in our town. Totnes XX is for everyone. So that's the final message we have for you. And I just want to say thanks to Lee Freed being on the streets of Totnes with me so very early, but her boots are a stuff. Please, Lee, tell us. Actually, tell me about your attire. She's got an amazing beret and these incredible tangerine boots.
My lovely tangerine Doc Martens that I actually bought just before we went into lockdown. I was very excited. I had these on eBay. I was like, yes, I'm going to be strutting the streets of Totnes. And then, of course, they didn't get to come out all year, but they are.
They're out now.
They are very
They're in their absolute glory.
Yes, absolutely glory. It's an autumn. They're perfect. I do like them. And I can see them in the dark. Everything else was just...
You look incredibly French. Martin Seeger, thank you for bringing us on the show.
I was just going to say, some strange serendipity happened, because I did play These Boots Are Made for Walking just before you came on, so it was weird.
That's what we love. So we're going to sign off now and hand the show back to you.
Okay.
Thank you. For bringing us on.
Yes, thank you, Martin.
No, it's wonderful. That's brilliant. Really great to hear from you about the yeah. So, see you, see you later.
See you
in a bit.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wonderful. Lee Freeze-Green, Julie, discussing the Totnes XX Festival. And yes, all details will be on flyers around and on the websites, but it's basically the 14th of October through to the 17th, Sunday the 17th. And as you heard, all sorts of events going on. Well, after all that, what shall we have? I think let's have Stevie Wonder. Thank you.
got so far. 'Cause I'm not afraid to try and go it. To know the love and beauty never known before. I'll leave it up to you to show it. And golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Sunshine made the flower grow into a lovely smile that's blooming. And it's so clear to me that here's a dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing. And golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there.
Stevie Wonder with Golden Lady. I thought it was pertinent after hearing that all those Golden Ladies around Totnes organising this amazing events coming up. Anyway, on the subject of events, I've been tasked with coming up with what's on for Totnes, as well as the weather and traffic, so I thought I would refer to a very good website called totnespulse.co.uk, and we do indeed have a few things going on today. Probably the most physical one is something called Incredible Edible at Steamer Quay. So that's going on down on Steamer Quay today. Watering and gentle weeding. Meet by the planters at the cafe on Steamer Quay. Please bring your own hand tools and gardening gloves if you have them, as well as refreshments. That sounds great. And then various films on, of course. The Totnes Cinema has two. One called Herself, which is on at 11 this morning. Single mother Sandra escapes her abusive partner with her two young children, only to find herself trapped in temporary accommodation. After months of struggling, she draws inspiration, etc. Sounds a really good film. That's on at 11 this morning. And they have another one on tonight, Escher. That looks interesting. That's narrated by Stephen Fry, a documentary about M.C. Escher, the artist. That's at 8 o'clock. So two films there at the Totnes Cinema. Of course, There's No Time to Die. That's on at the Barn Cinema all week. I wonder if there's any seats left. I keep hearing really good things about that new Bond film. Everyone who's mentioned it said it's really good, one of the best they've seen. Yeah, I think that's what we've got on Totnes Pulse, but obviously there's probably all sorts of other things going on out there in Totnes, but they're the films and Incredible Edible at Steamer Quay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give Julie another call. She's still there on the streets of Totnes, and we're going to see who she's managed to meet. That's if she answers. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back to the Totnes, full Totnes breakfast. Where are you at?
I was going to go home, and I thought perhaps that's the way I should go, but and now I'm seeing the people of Totnes out there. I'm going to have to try and... I'm actually walking down South Street. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely and sunny at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking for punters. It was probably a mistake to go down South Street, but there's a van that's Could get him on, couldn't I? No, he's busy. Oh, no, I've got someone on a bicycle. Have you got a minute to talk on the Top Mess radio? Sorry. No, you're busy. No, people are taking children to school. He's too busy, but actually, I could see someone I could pounce on.
Don't be too mean.
I won't be too mean. It's just a vital experiment because Mr. Peter Sherland has said he will go a-roving.
Yes, true.
I must tell him not to go down South Street. Now, everyone is actually in a bit of a hurry because of children being taken to school, but there is someone.
Why don't you head across to the Market Square?
Yeah, I am. Morning.
Hello.
Are you on your way to yoga? Are you busy? You couldn't say hello on the radio to Sound Art Radio.
Oh, you've cut out. Uh-oh.
Have we lost you?
Well, we're back again. We're back again.
Okay, great. So what's your name?
I'm Victoria.
Victoria, how long have you lived in Totnes?
For about 5 years. I think it's about 5 years. So not too long.
Well, where did you actually come from?
From Bristol.
That's quite a normal kind of
there's carved paths.
Journey. A carved path. That's a good way of putting it. So you're on your way to yoga. But where do you do your yoga?
Up at the Forge Centre.
Oh, so that's still going, is it?
Yeah, with Gina. So she's very good.
Brilliant. What sort of yoga do you do out there?
Do you know what? I'm not even totally sure the name of it, but very strenuous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you look well on it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
All right, then.
Take care. What's your last name?
Allies. My name is Victoria Allies.
Victoria Allies. Yeah. Okay, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bye. Hello.
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 Hello, you managed to catch her.
First going a roving person.
Excellent.
She was on her way to yoga. She looked very well on it, actually. She had a lovely green yoga mat. Why don't you play a song while I go and find someone else?
Okay, so we'll ring off for the second then. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, bye. That's Julie on the streets of Totnes. Well, I thought we'd do something a little bit more classical now. We've got a Filter by Daniel Bernard Romain. If I can play it right. Oh, it's the volume. It's always the volume, I forget. There it is. Thank you. Wow, that's Rachel Barton Pine, the most fantastic violinist. It's actually like Jimi Hendrix, isn't it? It's just her on her own, playing a piece by Daniel Bernard Romain called Filter. Gosh, that's... Oh, I feel quite breathless after that. I'm going to give Julie another call. Let's see if she's managed to purloin someone from the streets of Totnes. Let's see if we can hear from her. If we're in range... Hello, Julie.
Hi there. Well, I'm having a right old time. Totnes, at this precise moment, is in full thrust. Children going to school, and you cannot talk to anybody. Everyone is on a mission either to get to work or walk their dog or, you know, doing something very focused. So Peter Shen will really have his work cut out when he takes up the roving reporter. I think he needs to go down the town to the curator cafe.
Yeah, probably.
But people are relaxed, you see. Mm. They're going to be relaxed with their cappuccino and mocha and a bit of a croissant or something like that.
How are they at the Hairy Barista? Pudding. How's the Hairy Barista?
Seems a bit closed, actually.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And the shop, the Happy Apple, was basically just sort of, again, people panic buying milk because they've got to have their Totnesian, cuppa.
Well, of course. Most important.
But there is a lady from the Bull that might want to say hello. Would you like to be on the radio? Pretending not to hear me. She thinks I'm just talking to somebody else. Good morning. You work at the Bull, do you?
Yes.
Would you like to say hello to the radio?
I could do.
What's your name?
My name's Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Debbie actually admired my hat, so we've already bonded. She's got a lot of chains that I'm looking at. So tell me, what's it like working at the Bull? Is it crazily busy?
It's busy a lot of the time, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, a lot of nice people working there. The food's delicious.
Yeah. Actually, Lee was saying that she went there earlier in the week and it was great food and a lovely set of people working there, she said.
Oh, excellent. So That's what we liked here. You've already had
compliments there. What about this fish and chip shop?
I don't know a lot about it, to be honest. I'm afraid.
No, I'm afraid I'm gagging at the bit, waiting for it to open.
I hear it's going to be just a little bit different from normal fish and chip shops. I think here there's rumours of shellfish.
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot, and if I did know, I probably wouldn't
be able to
say anything.
No, definitely. So how long have you been in Totnes? Do you live here?
I live here. I've lived here for maybe about 5 years. I've only worked at the Bull for about 3 months,
okay.
But I'm loving it.
Yay. Yeah. And just remind me of your name again.
Debbie.
We have to tip Debbie next time we come to the Bull. Thank you so much for being on Dot Radio, okay. The Bull Totnes special show.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll send you a link to it so you can have a little listen.
Later.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you. Bye. See, we do find people who can have a chat.
Yes, well, why not? It's a lovely day. Why not stop and have a chat? Yeah.
I think what Peter should do is knock on doors.
Oh my God, Julie.
I'm actually tempted to knock on the Nyers door right now, but I won't.
No, that, I think that would be a bit mean.
Can you imagine they'd be in their dressing gowns and sort of, hello, with their new little Jasper. No, I won't be doing that, but I think I'm going to sign off there because it's got very busy.
Okay. Great. Well, lovely to talk to you,
Thanks
Julie.
For connecting.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
And you, bye. Julie, again, on the streets of Totnes, collaring people as they go to work. Well, I think after all that talk about food and bars and grills, let's have this.
Three waitresses all wearing black diamond earrings, talking about zombies and Singapore slings. Trouble in their faces, not one anxious voice, none of the crazy you get from too much choice. The thumb and the satchel or the rented Rolls Royce. And you think she knows something by the second refill. You think she's enlightened as she totals your bill. You say, show me the way. Say it's in service, they say, humble makes pure. You're hoping it's near folly, cause you're headed that way for sure. And you just have to laugh, cause it's all so crazy. All her mind's on her boyfriend and it's over easy. It's just a trick on you, her mirror's in your will. So you ask the truck driver on the way to the till. But he's just a slave to bar and grill. The guy at the gas pumps, he's got a lot of soul. He sings Merry Christmas for you just like Nat King Cole. And he makes up his own tune right on the spot about white walls and windshields, and this job is gone. And you wanna get moving, and you wanna stay still. But lost in the moment, some longing gets filled, and you even forget to ask, hey, where's Bar and Grill?
That's the fabulous Joni Mitchell and Bar and Grill. So, that's nearly the end of the Full Totnes Breakfast for this morning on 102.5 Sound Art Radio. Martin Seeger stepping in for Julie Mullen just for this morning while she was out on the streets of Totnes. So, I think it just remains for me to say thanks very much for listening and hope you have a great day today. We've got just a few seconds left and just to mention that Fiona Green is on tomorrow, the portrait artist. Goodbye.